Last year, some explosive allegations of child sexual abuse were levelled at Australia's highest-ranking Catholic official, Cardinal George Pell. ABC reporter Louise Milligan interviewed two men, you might remember, Lyndon Monument and Damien Dignan, who claimed they were sexually assaulted by Cardinal Pell, who was then a priest, at Ballarat's Eureka Pool in the late 70s. Cardinal Pell strenuously denied the allegations, which are still before Victoria's Office of Public Prosecution for consideration. Now, in a new book titled Cardinal, The Rise and Fall of George Pell, Louise Milligan details new allegations from the 90s, after Cardinal Pell had launched the Melbourne response. The book also contains new information about the child abuse cover-up within the church, including allegations that Cardinal Pell knew about paedophile priests earlier than he has claimed. Louise Milligan, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks very much, Fran.
Louise, the initial allegations of child sexual abuse against Cardinal Pell that were aired on 7:30 last year have been investigated by the police, I understand, and sent back to the Office of Public Prosecutions. No charges yet laid. Why have you decided to publish this book now?
Well, I should add, Fran, that the allegations that have been that we have in the book about the choir boys are not new allegations, that I knew about those at the time when we did the 7:30 story, and I knew about other allegations as well.
Okay, so, just to be clear, so I don't confuse people, what I was referring to there was the two that you put to air on 7:30, Lyndon Monument and Damien Dignan. They're being investigated, that they've been sent to the Office of Public Prosecutions by the police. Is that right? That's where we're at?
Yes. But it's not just Lyndon Monument and Damien Dignan. There are a number of complainants who have made allegations to Victoria Police's Task Force SANO over the past few years, and one of the choir boys in the what you're calling the new allegations was one of the complainants who made a statement to Task Force SANO.
Okay, let's go to these new allegations which are in the book then, which is that these two choir boys, as you say, made these allegations that in the 90s they were abused by Cardinal Pell. What more can you tell us about this?
Well, one of the choir boys is now deceased. He died of a drug overdose a few years ago. So the living choir boy, quite some time ago, made a statement to Victoria Police's Task Force SANO. I knew about those allegations when we published the 7:30 story, but like many complainants in child sexual abuse matters, this particular complainant did not want to be identified, as is his right under the law. So we did not proceed with it at that time, but he's one of a number of people whose allegations span decades who have made these complaints.
In this case, as it's described in your book, Louise, you acknowledge that one of these two, as you just told us, one of these two alleged victims has died. Before he died, he denied to his mother twice, I think you said, that he had been abused by a priest. Yet you cite him as a victim. Why did you include this allegation in the book?
I didn't cite him as a victim. I told the story of his mother and his sister and what they told me.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that he had changed markedly in his behaviour from the time before this is said to have happened to the time after it happened. He left the choir. He wanted to leave the choir after this is said to have happened.
Mm-hmm.
His mother suspected that he had been sexually abused. She didn't know why, and she certainly didn't suspect George Pell, but she just had this mother's intuition type feeling that he had been sexually abused. He was a very closed sort of person and he denied it. His sister said to me that that was very much in his character. He wasn't the sort of person who would have opened up about those sort of things. And, you know, if you look at the Royal Commission, the average time for a person to come forward is 33 years. So this was well before that. So they only discovered anything about this when the other boy went to Victoria Police and made a complaint, and Victoria Police came to them.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is ABC journalist Louise Milligan. Louise has written a book called Cardinal, The Rise and Fall of George Pell. Louise, the lawyers representing George Pell have already responded. They described the allegations in your book as, quote, unjustifiable, scandalous, deliberate, calculated to cause, I'm reading from their statement, calculated to cause the most shocking damage imaginable to Cardinal Pell, and describes their publication in your book as a deliberate attempt to influence the public opinion in a manner that would make it impossible for our client to receive a fair hearing in court should he be charged. Now, the denials have been made before, of course, but the timing of your book in relation to all of this, did you consider the very serious charge of, you know, interfering with the course of justice when you decided to publish now?
The bottom line is, Fran, that the Cardinal has not been charged with any crime at this point. There is no formal legal process in train, and so the allegations made by the complainants in this book do not interfere with any curial process. There's a long history of complainants making these types of allegations about people, high-profile people. We've seen it with celebrities both in Australia and overseas, and those people have gone on to have fair trials, some of them convicted and some of them not. In fact, we've seen it in the Catholic clergy example. And, you know, stepping back from George Pell for a moment, victims of abuse at the hands of Catholic clergy have frequently said to me, we wouldn't have had a Royal Commission if it wasn't for journalists. We wouldn't have had many of the convictions against paedophile clergy if it wasn't for journalists. We wouldn't even have had a Task Force Sarno at Victoria Police, because it was set up after the Victorian inquiry into child abuse, and that inquiry came about largely because of work done by journalists. And I have never met a single victim of a convicted paedophile priest or brother who hasn't said to me that they valued the work of journalists. And, you know, if the criminal justice system hadn't failed these victims so horrendously, and I'm talking about the broader victims here, not the Pell complainants specifically, we wouldn't be having this discussion today.
Just finally on that, because you have talked to a number of priests and bishops for this book, and there is a whole section dedicated to the notion of the Melbourne response, which is, as George Pell points out, he points often to the fact that he launched the Melbourne response, which was the first formatted response from the Catholic Church to assist those victims of abuse. He says he was the first to take any action on the issue of child or sexual abuse within the church. The Catholic Church at the time had been working on a national scheme, it was called Towards Healing, for 3 years. George Pell was aware of that. I think his version is that it was going too slow, so he launched the Melbourne response. You've got a different version of that story in your book. What is the point you're trying to make with this story, Louise?
Well, I guess the point is that he says, you know, I was the first bishop in Australia, if not the world, who tackled this issue head on. Well, actually, according to many of his former colleagues, he just jumped in at the last minute with a scheme that they say was inferior. So where Towards Healing was not capped, the compensation wasn't capped, the Melbourne response then capped it at $50,000. It was a far more legalistic approach. The victims were interviewed by a QC in his chambers, and the Royal Commission has been critical of some of those processes. And in fact, even if you look at the Melbourne response, the money that was spent, the total is about $34 million over, you know, more than a decade. There was $9 million spent on ex gratia compensation payments to victims. $11 million went to the CareLink counselling scheme, which actually was not, a lot of it was for administration. And $12.5 million went to the lawyers. Mm. So the lawyers made more than anyone in the Melbourne response. And the Royal Commission has been very critical of it. So for George Pell to say, this is an example of why I am so committed to the child abuse issue, I think is a little bit misleading.
Okay. Louise, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Fran.
Louise Milligan, a reporter for Four Corners and 7:30 and the author of Cardinal, The Rise and Fall of George Pell, a book containing, as we're discussing there, these other allegations of child sexual abuse against Cardinal Pell, which his office has strongly denied. The police investigation's ongoing. No charges have been laid against him. And we will put a link to the Cardinal Pell lawyer's response on our website.